Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Hey, JC, it's a happy Monday. And we were celebrating the turn of liberty in Hillsborough County. Well, actually, we're in Pinellas County, but we were celebrating the turn of liberty by the state of Florida. And I thought it was kind of funny. I actually took some pictures. JC and I went to the beach yesterday, and the governor of
Clearwater Beach, the most beautiful beach in America.
It is, really, actually.
That's their title.
Oh, is it really?
That's their claim.
Oh, well, I kind of agree with it.
Yes.
We've been a lot of places, so I actually agree with it. So anyway,
we've pretty much been to every beach in America. I mean, I've been on the beach in every state.
In every state, but not every beach.
I mean, how different is?
Well, the beaches along Florida are different.
Yeah, but Florida has two coasts.
Yeah, but even on the Gulf Coast, the beaches are different all the way around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think I've sampled all the beaches.
All the coasts and
I mean,
all the beaches.
I've not been on every named beach.
Yeah.
But I think I've been on every type of beach in every state. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you have differences.
I'm a lawyer, man. You got to be precise.
You have differences in the beaches on the Gulf Coast if you travel,
yes,
you know, 4 more hours.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I've been to all those places. And Clearwater's up there. I don't know if I'd say it's the most beautiful. First off, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So it's what do you treasure in a beach?
Mm-hmm.
But it is amazing. The sand. Now, I've never seen sand anywhere else. So Destin in the Panhandle of Florida, that area, Pensacola, Destin area, very nice, and comes close to the sand here, sort of. But, and I don't know if Clearwater imported it, but my goodness, the sand on Clearwater Beach is so powdery. It is so fine. I've never seen sand like there is in Clearwater Beach. It's amazing. California has some nice open, wide beaches, Southern California. Very nice in that regard. Now,
well,
if you like the picturesque beach, then up in the Northwest, Oregon and that sort of thing.
But the water is too cold.
It is very
The cold. Water is too cold. Well, we went to the beach because Monday, today, at 12:01 a.m., the governor's order lifted off the beaches and parks and whatever, right? So our restaurants were able to open and all this 12:01. So JC and I were at Clearwater Beach, and we participated in the ringing in of restored freedom by government fiat to the people.
Yeah.
And so it was funny because I actually took some pictures. They didn't kind of work out the way I did, like I wanted them to, but I took a selfie of myself, obviously. I took a selfie standing in one spot at 7 p.m., and then I took a selfie in the exact same spot at 12:01 a.m.
What much different was it?
And the only thing different was one was 4 hours, 1 minute later, and one was an illegal activity, and the other was a legal activity. So if you can stand in the exact same place, do the exact same thing, and have it be legal, illegal at one moment, and then 4 hours later, technically, JC, I could have taken that picture at midnight,
mm-hmm,
and it would have been illegal, and at 12:01 a.m., it would have been legal. And when you live under a rule of law like that, that is absolutely the real indication that you are under tyrannical, arbitrary, capricious rule of law. Can you turn me down a little bit? I'm a little hot,
high.
Please, there. Thank you.
By the way, I prefer the springs and the river over the beach.
I don't know. I don't know if that's like an old lady thing. When I was growing up, I always thought, why does my mom never want to get in the water? Why do the old ladies never want to get in the water? I don't want to get in the water anymore. Maybe it's an old lady thing. I don't know.
Sorry, Robert. If you're buffering, it's not us. I'm watching.
Yeah, we are not buffering today. Yeah. JC has worked really, really hard on that, Robert. So it's not us this time.
So far.
So, hey, I want to introduce you guys to our, yes, are you ready for this? For our sponsor today. When Simon Tam started an Asian American dance. Oh, there you go, JC. When Simon Tam started an Asian American dance rock band called The Slants, he didn't realize that he was starting an entire movement around freedom of expression and discussions on identity. The band flipped stereotypes with their bombastic live shows and community activism. Man, that's awesome. But when Simon applied to register for a trademark on the band's name, the government dragged him all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. Liberty First people, you remember, we covered this on the show. Slanted is the story of an indomitable spirit who believes in the idea of justice that he's willing to risk everything along the way for the dignity of self-identity. Simon reveals a deeply personal account that will take you from anime conventions to the Supreme Court, all in the name of justice. The story provides a raw look at our legal system with unflinching honesty and offers timely insights on freedom of speech, how to connect with others we disagree with, and the power of music. Gripping, funny, enlightening, and ultimately uplifting, Slanted provides that no obstacle is too difficult to conquer as long as you have a little heart and a lot of rock and roll. It's an irrepressible story that is fresh, alive, and defines what it means to be American. And you can get this wherever books are sold. You can actually get a free sample. Listeners to the Chris Ann Hall Show can check this out at slantedbook.com. That's slantedbook.com. Pretty cool that we have a sponsor, but it's pretty cool that we have a sponsor from a story we covered when it was going down, right? And the fact that the government wants to take control of names, right? You can't identify somebody, right? You can't call somebody by gender, but if somebody wants to call themselves by something, then the government can make that illegal, right?
Crazy.
Seriously, come on, people. This is absolutely nuts. So that's slantedbook.com, and I'm very excited to have a sponsor. By the way, if you know people who want to sponsor the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal, then have them contact us. That would be cool, right, JC?
Amen.
JC's the marketing guy, so you will talk to him and not to me, but that's really, really great. We got a great show today, JC.
Yeah.
Our show is all about petitioning for redress.
Just like Slanted.
Just like Slanted, right? Right? But there are different ways of petitioning for redress. I would like to remind everybody, because sometimes we get people, JC, that come in and they don't know who we are, or they forget, because sometimes we get pretty energetic and sometimes we get pretty, passionate about what we do. But I always want to remind people that we are a teach show and not a talk show. So what we do when we get passionate, it's because we're passionate about what we believe and what we're teaching, and that what we're teaching is very, very fundamental to the core. So we're going to see some videos today. JC's got a whole lineup. I've got a few myself of videos that we want to show you today. And they're going to make you very, very passionate. But I don't want us to miss the teaching moment that's in here as well. So with the COVID debacle, COVID tyranny, praise God, hallelujah, the people are finally getting enough. And they're getting enough, JC, from coast to coast.
Yeah.
People are having enough. Let me show you. This is, JC's going to turn this into a t-shirt. Go ahead and pick the right one. I don't know how that works anymore.
It feels like if you're,
that'll work.
If California's had enough, surely everybody's had enough.
Yeah, and they're having enough all over California. I mean, it's not unusual for NoCal to have enough, right? Because NoCal people are patriot people for the most part. But you got SoCal down there populating the beaches and stuff, having their fill.
People don't know. It's sneaking up on them. There is a growing Patriot population in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. We've actually taught there.
Don't tell the government.
No. Shh. Keep it quiet. Keep it a secret. Bakersfield, L.A. area. We've been down there teaching, inspiring, igniting people. So this is kind of what we're talking about today. Peaceful noncompliance is not breaking the law. Peaceful noncompliance is what we, the people, engage in when government breaks the law. And somebody, Ronald Wilshire, took this clip actually from one of the teach shows that we were doing. He actually turned that into a thing.
Very cool.
And it's very cool. Look at this, JC. I'm on the wrong spot. We've got 1.6 thousand likes on this already and nearly 1,000 shares just on Twitter. I think that's pretty cool. JC has promised that he's going to turn that one into a t-shirt. And I actually had another t-shirt
in mind.
That's
okay with Ronald.
I'm sure it's okay with him. He gave it to us. I will make sure that I ask Ronald for sure, but I'm sure he'll be fine with it. Ronald and I met, I don't remember where he told me we met. I'll have to go back and remind me. He sent me a picture of us together many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty cool that he actually kept the picture of he and I together.
I'm looking at him on the website.
Oh, he's got his own website.
Yeah, ronaldwilshire.com. So it does branding and that kind of thing.
Well, I'll have to definitely ask him. That's what he does for a living. Maybe he pro bono donated that to us, but I'll find out for sure now.
Thank you, Ronald.
But I did share it with his name on it, so just the way he did it, didn't alter it in any way. So Ronald gets the credit for what he's doing, and if Ronald's listening, because obviously Ronald listens, Ronald can pipe up and let me know and tell me what he thinks. But we've got people engaging in peaceful protests all across the country. And there's something that I want to share with you guys. Go ahead, JC, and talk about... Just one second. Talk about the videos that you have lined up here while I search this tab real quick.
Go for it. Yeah, I was just... we were looking at the California thing. Like you said, it's all over. So I was amazed. The first one I saw was when they were manhandling the female protesters. That caught my attention. And then I went to looking at the California... looking for California protests. Man, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
All over. The whole state is really kind of up in arms. And I think, and in fact, I saw a headline after all those things that now Governor Newsom says he's going to make some alterations to the lockdown, whatever the rules or what have you, after the pressure from all the protest.
Right.
So it worked. It's working. Right, it had an effect. It's having an effect. Isn't that good news?
That's
kind of what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's
get out
exactly
there,
what we're talking
noise, about. Make noise. Don't stop making noise.
Right.
Until something breaks.
Right.
That's the whole point. And I think people seem to be catching that idea. And I thought it was one of the videos. I think our audience will find very interesting. When you hear, when you apparently hear the chants that were being said, the slogans that were being used there, I thought was pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So which one of these do you want to start with, JC?
Well, it's your show. It's your stuff.
All right, cool. We'll do that then.
Why are you asking me?
I don't know, but
I'm suddenly
got this
in charge.
No, you're not in charge. All right, so I'm in charge. Let's not get, what was the debate they were having Guardians of the Galaxy ship where Star-Lord and Thor were like, no, yeah. You're in charge. You're absolutely
right.
In charge.
Right.
I'm the pilot. I'm in charge. It's my job. All right, so here's what's happening along California. We've got these people at the beach. Look at these lawbreakers. Seriously, you live in a seriously upside down society where going to the beach makes you a law breaker. And that's what bugs me. So I was glad we were at the beach the other day, yesterday. All right, so here
Rancho
is...
Rancho Cucamonga, even. And that was...
Rancho Cucamonga. Where is that, JC?
I think the other one was... I don't know where that was. But anyway, Southern California, I believe the first picture. I don't know which beach exactly. And then, so you've got Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
Ventura, Huntington Beach.
Let's watch this one
Sacramento,
real quick.
Sacramento, it's everywhere. Did you catch that? I don't know if you can hear that. It doesn't seem like
no,
it's coming through. But
liberty
so,
over security.
Yeah, liberty over security was, the reporter says, one of the chants.
This one's going to work. Let's see.
Was liberty over security.
I don't, why is this not working, JC?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I missed it again. Here we go. Ready? Try that again. Oh, it looks like I'm going back farther than I am.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
Okay, you
liberty
just...
over safety, security. Liberty over security. So I thought that was amazing.
What I thought was funny, JC, was they have the reporter had to go. They're not social distancing and they're not wearing masks. Are you kidding
me? You always
me?
Have to point out
liberty over security and.
Yeah, liberty over safety, liberty over security.
That is so awesome. How many of you think I got Chris Ann Hall followers? That is awesome.
No, and then. Vacaville?
Where's Vacaville?
California? Again?
Outside the county office protesting. Honk for freedom. Hey, JC, did you see those kids? They can't hear that, JC, so it doesn't matter what he's saying.
All over.
Newsom is non-essential. That's got to be my favorite sign so far.
That'd make a good t-shirt.
That would make
then
a good
t-shirt.
Then you
got these guys here in Ventura. I mean, that's a huge crowd. Ventura, and I think that's, they may have been where the first beach pictures there were.
Let's pause for just 1 second, JC.
Go for it.
Just go back to the host scene for me, please. Thank you. All right, so.
So everywhere, California. Like I said, you would think if California is fed up, then surely everybody else ought to be fed up.
Now,
like California ought to be your alarm clock.
Right.
You're late. If California is already standing up and you're not, you're late for work.
Right, right, exactly. Look at this one. This is also California, but this is actually these are actually people being arrested. So these are the organizers of a protest in California being arrested for organizing an event. So these officers got to be really cool and arrest two women. Look how tiny they are, too.
One, two, three, four. Like, how many officers? It's like a whole battalion.
Yeah, I know, right? They got to rip the American flag out of their hands. They just pulled that woman to the ground.
They got the whole police department there.
Yeah, they do. And they're yelling, open up, open up. Open up. Look at her. Somebody trained her, dude. Somebody trained her. That's what you have to do. You don't resist, right? But you don't have to help either. Mm-hmm. You don't need to. You shouldn't
One,
resist.
One, two, three, four, five,
One,
six,
two,
seven, eight.
Three, four, five, six,
nine.
Seven, eight.
And the guy in the front, 10.
Nine. Where's the other one?
So you got a whole
10.
I mean, and that's more. That's
yeah.
I mean, that's just
in that little
more
square.
Around.
I bet there's more around. Yeah, that's true. Well,
for
one
those
thing,
two little women.
This is an awesome one. Go ahead, JC.
Oh, well, we got to go. We got to go through. We got to start with this guy first off. So, but yeah, come on. California's on board. Where's the rest of America?
You know, they're on board. There are people protesting. The media is just not covering it.
Yeah.
Because it's not noteworthy for the Midwest or for the rural areas to be protesting and doing all of this, right? It's not noteworthy because these are the people that always stand up. And these are where the birthplaces of your Tea Party movements were. So they don't want to even highlight that kind of thing, but they want to highlight, you know, California, because this is like crazy, right?
Yeah.
California. So thank you, Living Waters. She says, thank you for all you do. Have you read Open Letter to the President Trump by Martin Armstrong? It's amazing. I have not read it, but maybe I'll put that on my reading list. Okay, so go ahead. And thank you, Nate Bama. Roll Tide, Nate. Go Gators.
I don't say those words.
Go
Gators. I grew up with my mom washing my mouth out with soap if I said stuff I wasn't supposed to, so I don't say what you just said.
Okay, scroll down, JC.
I am down.
No, you went past his little note. I didn't get to read it. Chris and I think you and all of us should push to get you on Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, all of the mainstream media that we can get you on, and teach Americans the Constitution and liberty that you teach us.
Sounds good.
You know, I've had, keep up the work. We've had people trying to get us on Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan for a while. I've actually even personally contacted Joe Rogan. He doesn't, what is his foundation? I mean, he's like, I don't call him a liberal, but he's not actually a conservative.
Rogan?
Yeah.
No, he's independent, I guess he calls himself, kind of libertarian.
I wouldn't say that. He's left-swinging independent. That's what I would call him, left-swinging independent.
It depends on the issue. He's all over the map.
Yeah. All right, so in Michigan, they had a big protest against Queen Whitmer. Now, we talked about Queen Whitmer on Friday on our special late-night show, Queen Whitmer, and the people are not taking Queen Whitmer's dictates very, very well. So they had this protest, and what's interesting, according to The Guardian, I'm going to put that up there, JC, so people can see it. According to The Guardian, Gretchen Whitmer says heavily armed men and Confederate flags at the state capitol depicted some of the worst racism and awful parts of history. She said there were swastikas and nooses and racism in this protest at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually have a video of that protest, don't we, JC?
Yep. We have a video. So here's the challenge.
This way.
Find the swastikas and nooses. So I will cash app somebody. I will personally cash app somebody $100. find the noose and swastika here. So that this is video of the protest. So that's, here's the crowd.
The one that where Whitmer says there were Confederate flags, nooses, and swastikas.
So, Will, you can scan.
Where's Waldo?
You can scan the lower left here. No swastikas, nooses. Now, these are all
police officers.
Officers here.
Probably Capitol Police.
In the left sort of upper frame. Lots of ladies here. Dude with a cowboy hat. I see couple red hats, probably MAGA hats.
Yeah. Well, maybe her, you know, her mental illness saw the MAGA hat,
yeah,
and it transformed it into something else.
Here's a guy with some camo and a dude in a suit. Looked like
there's a lady there in a very nice dress.
Hat.
Yes.
You know, so we'll look in the middle in between these columns, cell phones, hat, mask. I mean, no. Now, here's a dude with an intimidating-looking haircut.
Ah, an intimidating-looking haircut.
He's like an almost skinhead, but it's a mohawk.
A mohawk.
Down the center. So, you know, okay. Yeah, this guy. So you might possibly have some questionable dude there if we judge him by his hair. But we can roll the video. So I don't see any in the still shot. Did you see any?
No, I didn't swastikas, see any
nooses. So no.
No, no, no. Obviously, nothing
in this crowd.
Nothing that is actually predominant.
For sure.
Or overwhelming.
Yeah. So,
right, because this is supposed to be some big display
right.
of offensive
right.
racism.
Swastikas and nooses. Not that they said
not a swastika.
Yeah, right. Not like there was one nut that
right,
had a swastika
right.
and a noose, or there was a handful of idiots with swastikas and nooses, right?
And Confederate flags.
And Confederate flags.
Confederate flags.
Plural.
Right. So we had swastikas,
so here's,
nooses,
right,
and Confederate flags.
So here's an entire crowd, the ones that were that into the gallery, knocking on doors, that kind of thing, let us in. So here's this entire crowd in the here at the top of these stairs.
But they're not social distancing,
not social
Jason.
Distancing.
They don't. They're not. Well, some of them are wearing masks.
Yeah,
some of them have
masks.
Gloves. I think this guy's got gloves
he has
on.
Gloves. But so, not a single swastika or noose in this audience at all. And so, if we play it, let it roll.
Oh, there's an American flag.
American flag. We see those.
Let's see.
Another American flag, kind of.
Oh, there's
left
an American
center.
Flag. And, oh, there's some children with red hats on. One has a red hat on. One looks like has a sports cap on. Oh, there's another American flag, JC.
A ponytail.
There was somebody with a military hat.
Yep. So, no, none in that scene. So let's go back. Let's take it nice and slow. So here, there's the... You know, so these are pictures of three scary guys, right?
Yeah, but they don't have swastikas.
No swastikas, no noose.
No nooses.
No noose there.
No Confederate flag.
He has some kind of...
it's just a patch, like an organization patch.
Is this his rifle is hanging from this
lanyard? That might be one of...
Lanyard?
No, it's a name badge.
Okay, name badge.
They have, like, name badges.
I see, yep.
I bet
it's... Name badge,
yeah.
Name badge. There's a Tea Party symbol, or well, this Don't Tread on Me Snake, right?
Yeah,
the
Gadsden flag. Don't say
so,
Tea Party symbol.
I'm sorry, no swastikas.
He does have like a snake print on his pants, or like an alligator print on his pants.
Right, so those are the scary guys on the front page. Here is the one, let's save that, because there's the one Confederate flag that we could find.
Okay.
So here is another video of the so-called armed protesters, okay? And we can go through this, pause, you see these guys, this guy's yelling, I don't know what.
Oh, he's got like a redneck beard.
Yep.
Yeah.
So no swastika.
No, he's got an American flag, though.
American flag. He's got a shemagh.
Oh, he's got the same one you got, looks like.
He does. There's that crowd again. So that was... more close in the crowd. So here are these guys standing out. Says militia.
Now, I want to be sure.
I
want us to be very clear about this. What they're doing is not illegal in Michigan.
No.
So they're not breaking any law. Well, no, it shouldn't be illegal anywhere. But they're not breaking any laws by carrying their firearms.
Yep.
They are not being violent by carrying their firearms. They're operating within the law.
Now, I want you to notice, this is all the footage connected, the footage and photos connected to the Guardian article
right.
that says swastikas and nooses.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a single swastika or a single noose in any of the photographs connected to this story or any of the videos connected to this story. So again, here's these guys. And yeah, like, look, you see he's got a somewhat skinhead. Does that mean he's a skinhead? I don't know. He's got a scary mohawk and haircut and a beard.
you know what?
I don't know.
If mohawks are scary, then don't go to England. So
here's a crowd.
Outside.
Right. Gadsden flag.
Dude,
American
I don't
flag,
see
American flag. American
any.
Flag. American flag. No swastikas.
No nooses.
No nooses. No.
No.
Right? What do
Confederate flags?
Nope. No. No. Not a single
not
Confederate
a
flag
single
in that
one
entire
there.
Crowd. Can't. This is black. Might be another "Don't Tread on Me" flag.
Right. Right.
You can't see what's on that.
Or it could be a MIAPOW flag.
Could be. Or
yeah.
Maybe the swastika's hiding there. I don't know. So you know, is that one?
It's like
right.
Where's Waldo?
Then here's
a float.
Political signs, political paraphernalia with
right.
American flags.
No swastikas. No Confederate flags.
Big word cut out says unity. Okay. So that's not particularly threatening. Unity is, actually that probably is threatening. This looks like that, is this that sheriff that was a sheriff in Wisconsin? That's who he looks like. I don't know. But those swastikas.
You mean Clark?
Yeah, he looks like Clark.
No, that's not Clark.
USA, red, white, and blue flag, almost looks like Texas kind of thing.
Yes,
but
like
American flag.
Yeah.
American flag on the...
Look, they even have red, white, and blue flowers in their little pot that holds the flag.
Yep. Okay. So he's got his weapon ready.
Yeah. Oh, he did say the word rear end. Now, here's a back view of that crowd that we saw from the thing. They've got a big freedom banner going there.
American flags.
Freedom. American flags everywhere. There's some Gadsden flags in there, too.
I have yet to locate all these nooses and swastikas.
No.
They are incredibly hard to find in the Guardian's graphics connected to the story where they're describing swastikas and nooses. This guy's got a
American flag.
He's got a what's that, cavalry?
Yes, symbol.
Symbol on his hat, army, cavalry.
Uh-huh.
That's, again, from the inside that we just looked at.
Now, those officers aren't wearing gloves either. They're not social distancing.
I don't see them with any swastikas either.
No, they didn't have any swastikas.
Okay. Again, there's the guy with a scary haircut.
Oh, but he's got an American flag.
You can see his face wrap.
It's an American flag.
He's just got, you know.
Now, she has a Trump hat on.
Yep. Looks maybe POW patch. I'm not sure what's going on there. So now you can see the front of his vest.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so even the guy with the
scary
haircut, that's clearly in the center.
How amazing we talk about scary haircuts at this point. Seriously.
He's violated social distancing, I guess, unless he did that himself.
He may have done that himself, or his wife maybe did that for
him.
It
was like a self-haircut. And that looks like,
Keep moving.
Again, the Gadsden snake. And that's it.
That's the entire Guardian video.
That's it. And when you go back, so we can go back to the second picture in this. So there's our one Confederate flag.
The Confederate flag.
It has a
bulldog.
Doberman pincher.
Oh, is it a Doberman pincher? Or a Rottweiler?
With flame shooting out of his mouth or
something. And he's eating through the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's it. Okay, so
One Confederate-ish looking flag.
And a lot
go back to that, please.
Lots of scary beards.
Can you go back to that little thing there? There you go. I bet this dude is a vendor.
Yes.
So he's not even there to protest. He's there to sell those flags.
Probably.
So that wouldn't even be qualify for what they... I mean, everybody knows those people send up their buttons and their flags and their T-shirts and... So there you go.
So that's the spin that you get. So the protest. And I tell you.
Nate Bama says roll tide.
Oh, Lord. We'll refund his money.
No, I'll take Bama money.
So, So that's the spin. I mean, you guys know how it works. But it's funny when you watch the headlines. And then I'm seeing the reactions and stuff. Because here's the one thing you don't understand, one thing people don't get, that propaganda is constructed to target the black community. That's the purpose of it.
Oh, to trigger them?
No. Okay, let me roll back the story.
Let me roll back the
Jamestown story. Remember we went to Jamestown?
Yeah.
I think I've shared this before. I'll share it with you guys again. We went to Jamestown. We first time, Jamestown, Virginia, the state park, you know, first settlement in America, blah, blah, blah. Pensacola aside. But so we're looking at the website. Let's find out about what's there, this and that. Checking out before we went. And so we go up there. When you get to the actual park, we start seeing little history on the plaques and in the museum, different things. So we ran across a history at the park you couldn't find on the website. You couldn't find really anywhere. But at the park, they told a history where that to make a long story short, there was kind of this uprising where the black slaves, the African slaves and the white slaves joined together and, you know, basically were fighting back against the British, tyrannical British over the settlement. The British came in, you know, put them down with overwhelming force. And then what they did after that, and you can find in the writings as they are describing what they did, they enacted laws that were more harsh against the African slaves than against the non-African slaves.
Right.
And they said that the purpose was to build resentment in the black between the black slaves and the white slaves, or in the black slaves toward the white slaves, so that never again would the black slaves and the white slaves unite and be able to fight against the British overlords. So it's the same type of propaganda today, and you can hear it. We were on another guy's show yesterday talking to him about helping individuals in the black community stand up against some things.
Right.
And you had these guys come in like, oh, white people, and you can't trust white people, and why we listen, we don't need their help kind of thing. So it targets those people so that they have that reaction. So here you have a constitutional attorney, somebody tell them how to organize, what to do, giving you instructions on this is how you win. And the guy, the guy rejects it. He doesn't want it because he's been propagandized in his mind. We can't listen to the white people.
Right. And the whole
and
story.
This is that propaganda. When we've heard now after this protest, how it's characterized by some of these same people. Oh, the white people can come in and bring guns and the police don't do anything. But then if we did that, we'd be shot and killed. And that may be true. But they buy into that to now turn, rather than a people versus an oppressive government issue, they've now transformed it successfully into a race versus or black versus white racial issue.
Mind shackles. Yeah, well, and that's exactly what we were talking about on a part of what we were talking about on that show, because it was the fact that, hey, you can go see the protests in the white and Jewish communities in New Jersey, but you go to New York City and they're throwing black people, black officers are throwing black men to the ground for not social distancing. And it's the disparate application of force and that makes people not look at the fact that, hey, those officers are throwing black people to the ground for not social distancing, to, hey, they're not doing anything to them, but they're doing something to us. So it's a deflection.
Yeah.
It's a total deflection as to who the enemy actually is, who is really the aggressor. The aggressor, then, the officer is deflected as being the aggressor, and now these people in the communities that are peacefully protesting and not being thrown to the ground suddenly get transformed into the aggressor.
And so then a white attorney shows up and says, okay, here's a strategy. Let's go win.
Right.
And the idiot says, no, no. We don't want your help. You're white. Okay, continue to be thrown to the ground. You're satisfied with that? So that's what that propaganda brainwashing does. And it keeps you weak. It keeps you divided so that, just like in Jamestown, you'll never again unite to fight against your oppressors. That's, hey, as long as they're fighting each other, they can't fight us. Sincerely, your masters. Thank you very much.
Very good. Now you have drunk the Kool-Aid. You have totally digested the Kool-Aid. I want to go back to this, JC, because this is part of our petitioning for redress lesson that I want to show everybody today. And in this, what we have is if I make this bigger, does this?
It's going to be pixelated.
Way pixelated. Okay. So in this, what you have are these women being arrested for protesting. They've done nothing wrong, JC. They don't even have firearms, right? They're in dresses, for Pete's sakes. You don't ever see them cussing at them. You don't see them being outrageous and flippant. They're not flipping the officers off. They're not calling them names. They're not doing any of this. And they're being drugged into custody for the simple fact of organizing a protest.
Not just drag, but you see homeboy how he's bending her arms back like that and twisting and torturing. And then the reports came out that the one girl that they arrested, they hauled off
this one back here.
Yeah, in a cruiser with the windows rolled up in a hot garage, just letting her sit there and bake, you know. So this stuff is out of control. This is the kind of thing I want people to remember.
The punishment is in the process.
Yeah.
Right? The punishment is in the process. So what you have now, this is the sole purpose for this arrest, and do not mistake, the sole purpose for this arrest is to intimidate anyone else in the future. Because you see, these protests are not stopping. And the people who are in power are beginning to catch a clue that the protests are going to keep coming until something changes, right? So the American people have been in a habit for way too long of having rallies. And then we meet on the Capitol, we have our little signs, we have our motivational speakers, we have a politician or two that comes on board and gives us a political stump speech and tells us how wonderful they are. And then we pat each other on the back and yes, we showed up and yes, we did. And then we go home and then nothing else happens. People in power have gotten used to that platform. And now when the oppression comes and the people finally have had too much and they don't want to tolerate anymore, they're saying, no, we're not even going to protest. We're going to be persistent until we see. See, this is the thing. This is why the show is called Assembling for Redress. I think, JC, when I give the pop quiz, tell me the five liberties of the First Amendment. 2% can name all five.
Merchandise Mart, you obviously haven't tuned in very long. We're actually part of an organization that advocates against police brutality in the black community. So before you come on here with your moronic, uninformed comments, you might want to get a little educated about who you're watching. So no, it's tyranny on both sides. So
there is no thin blue line here, moron.
You're on the wrong show.
You just watched a video of two white women being dragged upstairs and locked in a vehicle. Okay? So let's not get confused here. So anyway, JC, what was I saying? You totally blew me off track.
I'm sorry. I couldn't ignore the moron who has no idea what he's talking about.
Well, so I said sometimes people...
It's tyranny in both cases, idiot.
People pop in and pop out. They don't, they see what we have. Oh, Assembling for Redress, right. So we have...
And by the way, my family's black, so shut up.
Five people... are five liberties in the First Amendment. And when I go around and I teach, I ask people to name all five liberties in the First Amendment. We know from 10 years of asking this question and people doing polls across America that 2% of any group of people can name all five. Now, I'll tell you that a good number of them can get four.
This guy's still an idiot. Did he not just hear anything I just said?
Okay, get rid of him. He's distracting you too much.
You're about to be blocked, moron.
Block him.
But go follow our friend at Police Brutality Matters on IG, and you'll see, no, we care, whoever it is. And I'll say one more time, my family is black, stupid, so shut up.
All right, wrong person. You're blocking the wrong person.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, so... he said he dissed your wife earlier. Yeah,
I saw that. I don't worry about that.
Thanks, man.
No, I mean, he's commented on how beautiful you are. Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh,
I understand.
Thanks.
Yeah,
hey. Oh, okay. Well, that's not dissing me. Anyway, so five liberties in the First Amendment. You've got to stop getting distracted by the feed so we can don't feed the trolls.
Go ahead.
All right, so five liberties in the First Amendment. Most people can name four. It's the fifth one that gives people the problem, okay? The fifth one that gives people the problem is the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And I think it's because you most Americans don't know what that word redress means anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Petition is something we don't get either, because I've had, oh my goodness, JC, you will not believe how many legal people I've had tell me in the last 2 weeks that petition means a document you file in the court. Like, the First Amendment was so that we have a right to make a piece of paper and file it in court. Now, that is completely dumb. Completely dumb. That's not what petition means. But the word redress, I think, flips people for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
That word redress means to be made whole, to have a remedy. So the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances is not simply a right to complain to government. It's a right to complain to government and see your complaints satisfied. That's what that word redress means. And so for a very, very long time, we've been using that petition government for a redress of grievances as, oh, we can just go complain. But now we're seeing that it takes more than just complaining once. You have to be persistent. And that redress, that is such a deep little nugget of a jewel. That redress means that you keep going until you're made whole.
Yeah.
Until the government has fixed what's wrong. You don't show up and have a rally and then go home and go, oh, shucks, they didn't hear me. I guess I'll have to do something in November. It's, oh, my goodness, they didn't hear me. I'm going to keep screaming. Right? Let me show you something real quick. I want to show you these pictures that I've pulled off the internet. Give me just 1 second. It's not so bad. Pastor and Jonathan, they're on the air. They, like, don't talk for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but we're also on the radio.
Right? Okay, so I want to show you a couple pictures up here that I have pulled off the internet. And what these are examples of the protests of our Sons of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. All right, so this is a protest of our Sons of Liberty. So what they did was they did mock funeral processions, okay? So this is a mock funeral procession right here. This is a coffin. Now you can see there's like a little picture here, and what this is a coffin with the effigy of their tax collector on it, all right? So you have somebody there, they're leading down, and look at them, they're even weeping. They have the laws in their pockets, and what they're going to do is they're going to go all the way to the funeral, all the way to the cemetery, mm-hmm. and they're going to bury the coffin and give a eulogy to the death of liberty, okay? A eulogy to the death of liberty. Now, I'm going to show you the second one. This one, how do you make that big again, JC?
Right there.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. So this one is another demonstration. This is a peaceful protest by our Sons of Liberty. What you can't see there is this is a mock hanging of their tax collectors and their customs agents. Now, we know from a book called The Desperate Sons that when they had these mock hangings, they quite often went through great, great effort to make the person hanging from the tree look exactly like, you know, they stuffed dummies, mm-hmm. like scarecrows, make it look exactly like the person that they wanted to represent. So they even got to detail to the buckles in the shoes, okay? To the person that they were protesting. Because the purpose of a protest is to make someone ashamed of what they're doing. Honey Pie says protests don't work.
You joined late. You got to go watch the first part of the show.
All right, look. Right. All right, Honey Pie. We don't have, until COVID, we haven't been having protests in America. Right. We've been having rallies. Rallies are not protests. Rallies are what you do when you want to encourage the troops. A protest, a true protest, is why I showed you the pictures of the Sons of Liberty. Mm-hmm. A mock hangings of their tax collectors. Funeral processions with the effigies of their tax collectors and the customs agents, the agents that are being tyrannical on the side of the coffin, burying them in the ground. Because the purpose of a protest is to make someone ashamed of what they're doing, maybe even spark a little fear so they don't want to do it anymore. And now what we're seeing is America is finally getting the understanding of what a protest actually is. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to remind you those pictures that we saw, because can you imagine, JC, somebody actually having having a mock hanging of the governor of Michigan? I mean, she's freaking out. The Guardian's freaking out over non-existent nooses, non-existent Confederate flags, and non-existent swastikas. Can you imagine if somebody from the Sons of Liberty slipped forward in time and decided to do a mock funeral procession of Gavin Newsom? Now, I will remind you, this might sound over the top, but those protests, the mock hangings and the funeral processions, were the peaceful protests conducted by the men who would write the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. I mean, let that sink in and bake your noodle for just a second. Because a peaceful protest by the men who wrote the First Amendment was a mock hanging of their tax collectors and customs agents and mock funeral processions. Now, perhaps we are more civilized than that. Perhaps that's not who we are as a society today. But nonetheless, the protest is not supposed to make somebody feel good about what they're doing. And a protest is not supposed to be something that somebody can dismiss. A protest is poignant. It is on purpose. It is persistent. And it is meant to punch you in the face verbally. And that's why we need to have these protests.
Sometimes they went a lot further.
Sometimes they went a lot
Maybe
further.
Maybe sometimes they went a little overboard.
Yeah. So you got to go read but a they book were a lot called more, Desperate Sons.
Yeah, they were a lot more firm, you know. And then, you know, today people freak out over stuff like that. And then you're immediately labeled domestic terrorist and put on a list and followed and monitored. And, you know, what a sissy, really a sissified country.
Well, we've been so brainwashed and so divided for so long that you can have the Guardian. I was thinking that's the Guardian, right? The Guardian comes out of London. So maybe to the Guardian, the American flag is the equivalent of the Confederate flag. Yeah. I mean, it was our flag that overthrew them. So, right?
I was wondering if somebody was going to mention the severed head.
Yeah.
You actually did. You did a video presentation on that. And it really ticked the conservatives off.
Oh, man, I got in trouble
because
for that one.
That was legitimately protected speech. Now, it didn't guarantee that she kept her job at her employer or that you continue to watch her. I mean, there may be economic consequences when you tick people off.
Right.
But what she
We're
did.
We're talking about the comedian who showed the set, had a picture of her holding the alleged severed head of the president. Right. Well, obviously, it wasn't the severed head of the president, but.
Right.
And people freaked out. Yeah, that video is still on our YouTube channel, actually.
But that's one of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is principle over party. That this show is principle over party, truth over personality.
And we are a teach show, not a talk show.
You can't want free speech when it's your group, and then you don't want free speech when it's not your group.
Right. So, Diana, it's absolutely right. What Kathy, what's her name, was doing with the fake severed head of Trump was a peaceful protest.
Yep.
And you can chalk that up as being a peaceful protest.
And you could rightly think it's disgusting, rightly think it was over the top. But that's the whole purpose of First Amendment, to protect over the top speech.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to show this video on our Petition for Redress show. This actually hits a little bit closer to home for us. This is actually Northern California people assembling. We know the church, Pastor Dave and Cheryl from Glad Tidings Church brought their people down to protest at the Capitol. And you're not going to believe this, this display. Now, our sound's not working the way it's supposed to. But I want you to, I'll describe to you what's happening. I'm just going to go ahead and mute it because then I'll have to feel like I'm talking over it. But this is actually in California, and I want you to see what's happening. Now, these people have assembled to protest peacefully for the restoration of their rights, and they are met by the Capitol Police,
the anti-terrorist squad,
in riot gear. Look, these are church people on a Sunday afternoon. Okay, let's just be clear. These are church people on a Sunday afternoon. Now, they weren't all church people, mind you, but they are in Sacramento. And a lot of, we know a whole church from Northern California came down to be a part of this protest. And I want you to see this. Look at this. This is, I'm going to pause. Oh, I'm going to go back and pause this so you can see this. This is how our American government has come to respond to peaceful protests. Check that out. Check that out. You've got American flags. You've got kids that are there. I mean, there's even one part, there's a little boy in a wheelchair protesting because he's holding a sign that vaccinations put me in this wheelchair, you know? So then you've got the whole, these are anti-vaxxers. You know, we're gonna, what is that called? Identity politics, the crowd. And then we're going to bring in SWAT teams. Again, JC, what do you say? The punishment is in the process. I'm going to put that back up there. The only purpose for this kind of display is to intimidation. Now, let me show you something. I'm going to zoom through here so you can see this. They've got a sniper on the roof of the Sacramento Capitol while you've got people, men, women, and children, an entire church from Northern California protesting the governor's unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional taking of their property.
Well, Branch Davidians was a church too.
Come on, people. Seriously. This has got to stop. Come on now. This has got to stop. And it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop until we stay persistent. Stay persistent. That's what a protest is. Do you know how long? I mean, you know, some of you haven't been through the Liberty First University classes. You guys didn't go to the Leadership Institute classes that I've had where I did the, where I did the class on America Disarmed. And in that, I show that it took 15 years. 15 years for us from our first protest to 1776.
By the way, did they arrest anybody there? They didn't break up the protest, correct?
Where?
Did they arrest anybody at the Capitol there?
Not in the Capitol.
So you would say, again, the problem is what? Intimidation.
Right?
So the whole purpose was intimidation.
The whole purpose was intimidation.
So I think somebody said, well, they didn't break it up. What's the problem? So the problem is why do you need an army of officers and snipers?
If you're not going to arrest anybody, why do you need that?
So what
right?
is that? So
it's that a, is so a that's display the... of force right. to intimidate. That's the only purpose for that. What's interesting is if you go watch this video, JC, this young man is a Marine,
mm-hmm.
and he has a bullhorn, and he eviscerates these guys for violating their oath and coming against peaceful protest and you know, just being you know, slaves to the master.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you guys took an oath, the same oath that I took as a Marine, to stand and defend the rights of the people. He uses a little bit of colorful language about growing a pair and being real men and that sort of thing. And what ends up happening is the cameraman goes away from the crowd a little bit, but then the officers start spreading out and they start walking away. So this Marine with a bullhorn makes them ashamed of what they're doing, and the officers start walking away.
Nice.
This is how the power of the protest works. I do want to mention to you guys that tomorrow at 10 a.m., I will be teaching another Leadership Institute course. Go to leadershipinstitute.org, and I'm going to show you. See this right here? Hit the training button, and then come down in the calendar, and then you see History of the Constitution, Forgotten Founders, a class for grade schoolers through retirees. You have to register here. If you are not registered, you have to go and register. Now, there is no cost for this, but it starts at 10 a.m. and you can register by going to leadershipinstitute.org, click on the training button, scroll down to the History of the Constitution online, and register. We have a few more classes left in this series, so make sure that you don't miss them.
Screen.
Oh, sorry. I'm always doing that. So I wanted to go ahead and scroll back real quick and say thank you to the super chats that we missed. Look at what he says. Nate says, Roll Tide is a small price to pay to hear a Gator fan say Roll Tide.
I'm not sure you heard a Gator fan say that.
I am a Gator fan.
You heard a Gator graduate say that. a true Gator fan would not say that.
Yeah. So Karen War Eagle, thank you so much.
Have mercy. They're just all coming out of the woodwork now.
What's the matter?
Karen War Eagle.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
See there what I'm talking about? It's not a Gator fan. It's not a Gator fan.
Who are the War Eagles?
It doesn't matter. they're all just trying to flex now.
Karen War Eagle, $20. Thank you for your super chat. Love. Rick C. He's just loving us.
Thank you, Rick.
Rick is just loving us just to love us. That's all we need there. Thank you so much. And then, of course, Donovan Jewett. Washington State may boil over. Governor extended his emergency orders past 30 days without legislative consent.
Wow. Just like Michigan.
Just like Michigan. So your governor in Washington is has declared himself king. He has now declared that he is the legislative and executive branch, all rolled up in one. That is not the power of a governor. That is the power of a king. And the people of Washington are protesting. Now, they are protesting. And when he says that, when Donovan says Washington State may boil over, he's not kidding. Mm-hmm. He's not kidding. We've got a ton of patriots in Washington. Remember, that's where Liberty State comes from. The people in Washington trying to get rid of the to get rid of their association with half of the liberal half of the state. So we got a whole bunch of Roll Tides going on there now.
Yeah, out of control.
Oh, Auburn. Auburn's the war.
You are out of control.
Oh, thank you, Sheena Living Waters, for your writes. I wrote my sheriff and city council using info I got from you. Remind them of the Republic's chain of authority. Mm-hmm. I was joined by others. Oh, listen to this. Result, Sutter County opened. In my opinion, forget the governor, go local.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's what we did in Hillsborough County.
Right.
That's what we did in Hillsborough County. Now, we have a governor that's a little bit better. I mean, as soon as we had a pastor arrested, the governor immediately responded by saying, you know what, you can't arrest pastors in the state of Florida because churches are essential.
But we organized and kept pounding the local level.
We actually have, are you ready for this, Casey? We have a strategy. We have designed a strategy to bombard your local and state government with emails and phone calls.
Yeah, we won't say too much. They find out we were, you know, our group was behind it.
But
nevertheless.
But here's the thing.
It works.
If you contact me, if you're on Facebook and you direct message me through my professional Facebook page, I will send you the email / phone strategy campaign that you can I wrote a generic one that you can use in your state, in your county, and you can organize people to bombard your county commission, your city council, your mayor, your sheriff, and even your governor with these emails and phone calls and really, really, really make a difference. And so I thought that we would end on a very positive note today, JC. I got one last video. I know we're going a little bit long today, but I wanted to make sure that I was able to show you guys this one last video. This is a church in New Mexico, Pastor Caleb Cooper and his church in New Mexico. And I want to show you.
You taught the sheriff, right, Glenn Hamilton?
Yes, I have taught. Oh, I did, didn't I? I did. Woohoo. All right, here we go. So, JC, we don't have any sound. All right. I'll just play it and I'll describe to you what's happening. So, the pastor is praying. I'll go ahead and fast forward this for a second. Oh.
He going to speak out to the preacher?
Yeah. He's coming very quickly.
God, may we pioneer what you've called us to pioneer. God, from Sierra County. From Sierra County to sea, to shining sea, Father. We declare that in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. You can be seated this morning. We're going to start off just a little bit different. But if we can put our hands together and give a big God bless you to Sheriff Glenn Hamilton that's coming right now.
That looks like a church I taught in.
Thank you, Pastor. And thank you, citizens of Sierra County. The events of this past week.
Speaking into my Sheriff.
Shed some new light. Having to go through in this country, what we're having to go through in New Mexico, and specifically what we're having to go through here in Sierra County. I got on the got online this morning. I pulled some of the data. I had the opportunity to attend one of the rallies in Santa Fe yesterday with a wonderful group of
patriots. A little soft-spoken.
Yeah.
Showed up to exercise their constitutional rights.
Did you catch that? He attended a rally and said that, I think you turned me up. Oh, he attended a rally and was there to participate with the people in the exercise of their rights. I mean, that's just, that's a good sheriff, right?
Peacefully assembled. And to demand redress of their grievances, specifically over what of some of the orders that have come down from our governor's office. So as you know, last week Sierra County got its first case. Now, there may not be a whole lot of information out there on circumstances surrounding it, but I will tell you this. I can't tell you who it is, I can't tell you any of the details except for this individual was working with a construction company up in northwest New Mexico. This individual started feeling sick on the job site and
All right, we're going to go ahead and, because he's going to give a 24-minute speech. And basically, at the at what we get at the end, since the sound's really not that great today, maybe we'll get it working tomorrow, and we'll go back to we'll come back and play the highlighted parts. But the bottom line is, this sheriff, Glenn Hamilton from Sierra County, New Mexico, deputized the church with the authority. And the authority of the sheriff to freely stand for their rights. Now, don't jump on me and why do they need that? No. It's not that they need that to have their rights. You don't need a sheriff to deputize you to have your rights. The significant thing here is that the sheriff is emboldening the people and telling them, I will stand with you
right. I got
when
your back.
You go. I got your back. And now the people have to reciprocate. Now the people have to have the back of the sheriff. Am I right or wrong? I know I'm right.
Of course. You are right.
We have to have, this is why, who was it who said we need to go local? Oh, Sharina. Sheena. We've got to go local. Mm-hmm. And how many times, JC, have you heard me teach? Have you heard me in a speech? You've read in something that I've written or on this show say, the most powerful way to change your life is by changing to a constitutional sheriff.
Yeah. And I feel like you would think people wake up to the urgency that we see what's happening, because, you know, this thing is picking up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This the squeeze has been, I mean, this has been just over the top.
Well, if you follow me on Twitter, I've been actually posting just a lot of the articles about how governments are starting to step back and that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, you're still going to have the Whitmers. You're going to still have the governor of Washington, which I can't remember his name right now, but you're going to have Gavin Newsom. You're going to have the governor in Virginia. You're still going to have arrogant, narcissistic idiots who are not going to back down, period. Okay? Not going to back down. So here's what we have to do, America. We've got to stand with the patriots in California. We've got to stand with the patriots in Washington, in Virginia, in Illinois, right? In Idaho, the governors that won't back down. We've got to stand with these people. We've got to unite with them. That's what our founders did. When the king and the governor of Massachusetts shut down Boston, the rest of the colonies didn't go, oh, that sucks for Boston. No, 20,000. Catch that number, JC. 1776, when 3 million was the entire population. 20,000. What's the percentage of that? 20,000 out of 3 million people started marching on Boston to protect Bostonians.
Right.
In their right to freedom of speech and their right to protest. And that's what we need to do, America. We need to start getting... Florida is opening up. We've silenced our tyrannical counties. Our governor has got things moving again. We here in Florida, now you need tonight in other places, right?
Yeah.
The governor of Hawaii, the mayor of Hawaii, seriously. If you go to Hawaii right now on your vacation, the law is you're quarantined in a hotel for 14 days until you can come out and enjoy your vacation. How many of you have more than 14 days for a vacation? You're going to go to Hawaii, spend your time in a hotel. Why don't you come here to Florida and spend your time in a hotel? You'll save a whole lot more money, and you'll actually be able to go to a beach.
Yeah. Thus, organized local resistance. That's what it's about.
Organize local persistent resistance.
And I'm going to just throw my opinion out here. There's this kind of idea of
we should all go to D.C. and rush to D.C.
Oh, goodness gracious, save me.
I think we need...
Lord have mercy.
You need to set that aside. You need to gather at your state capital. Start local.
Start local.
You know, where you're at, right there, your county. Be focused on a sheriff, getting the right sheriff. Get the idiot sheriffs out. Get the good sheriffs in. And if you want to gather anywhere in an organized protest, it should be in the state. Stop trying to get everybody to run D.C.
The federal government doesn't have an authority constitutionally to meddle in the internal affairs of the states. That is something that was specifically excluded of them. Yeah. Specifically excluded of them.
I really think it dilutes our effectiveness. It drains resources from organized resistance.
Yes.
I mean, you end up spending a bunch of money trying to go to D.C. and
right.
do all that stuff. We've been to numerous of those rallies and numerous gatherings in D.C. and that sort of
but
thing.
But you can't be persistent in D.C.
You cannot.
It's too expensive to be yep. persistent in D.C. And I don't want to be a wet blanket on anybody. But you don't have the power in D.C. that you have in your state capital.
Yeah.
And frankly, you don't have the power in your state capital that you have in your county offices
yeah.
either.
And we're not you're not Pollyanna about it either.
No.
I mean, that's the whole point.
No.
Persistent. It's going to take long-term hard work, keep going,
yeah.
and keep organizing, keep building, keep growing the movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take advantage of this stuff happening. You look at Saul Alinsky and all these idiots that, hey, don't let a crisis go to waste. Hey, here's a crisis. Don't let it go to waste, Patriots. You know, so take these opportunities. I really feel like we're going to have to move into this sort of coming time, these years, and not very many, mind you. We're going to have to, I think we have to move into a time of greater, I don't know another word for it, greater obnoxiousness. Like we're going to have to be louder. We're going to have to be more rambunctious.
Yes.
We're going to have to be more dissatisfied in putting up with this stuff.
Well,
we take it too easy.
We were locked down on house arrest for 6 weeks because we have not been persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've allowed our apathy to take control of our apathy to government to take
yeah.
control of our lives. Our pacified, and how many years have you heard me say this? Lazy in luxury, pacified in prosperity, complacent and compliant in our comfort. This, the new norm has to be what we're seeing in California.
Thank you, Nate.
The new norm has to be an active, persistent, engaged people.
Yeah.
We can't sit by and let this happen again. Look, let me say this again. We cannot let this happen again. Cannot let this happen again.
It's just the same thing. The same message you said to Joe yesterday at Police Brutality Matters with the inner city as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some of those problems. You got to stop dispersing. Get
yeah.
together, stay together, stand up, and push back and keep engaged until something breaks.
Thomas Paine said, it's not in numbers that we gather our strength, but in unity. Now you know why they've been working for decades and work so hard to keep the American people divided. They are keeping us divided on purpose so that we are not unified, right? So, you know, you've got the nincompoop that was in our chat room saying, oh, you guys only care about the white people, right? Well, of course, that's what you're going to say when you're a sheeple slave that's been indoctrinated in the public school system by the media and the Democrat Party who wants you to believe that there's a difference between you and me and because of our skin color, because of where our houses are located. They are race prostitutes that breed division so that they can profit off that division. They profit over keeping us separated so we can't unite and fire them. That's their MO. We have to undo that. We've got to be bigger than that. We've got to be brighter than that. And we've got to stop believing all this garbage.
Wasn't funny, right when I laid out that explanation, here come the moron, you know, who is a victim of those mental shackles.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just, we've, you know, I am, I say this 100 times, I am the most optimistic person about the future of liberty than you will ever see. I believe that in my soul because I know history, I know human nature, I know patterns, I have a knack for culture and seeing patterns in culture and knowing people, okay? I would probably have been an anti-federalist, most definitely, right? I'd have been the anti-federalist that says, look, I want to help you with this Constitution, but let's not forget that we're fallen and we are often led by the nose, by our own greed, right? So the biggest problem that the people have, do you know what the biggest problem people have?
What?
People like free stuff.
Yeah.
That is the, if you look through the patterns of history, that is the biggest problem with human nature. Our desire for covetousness, our desire for free stuff so that we can get free stuff from government. We allow government to do things they're not supposed to do, right? Mm-hmm. So we just have to be a better people. We have to be a more engaged people, and we have to stop being a people who are trained into ignorance, and that's just the bottom line, period. End of story.
Major problem, no question.
Well, we can do it. We have an awakening. And as Richard Henry Lee says, if we can stay awake long enough, we can make some major changes. And I'm not saying we're going to change this overnight. I'm not even going to say it's going to change in my lifetime. But I can tell you I've already seen it change in my lifetime. And I think it's going to keep changing. You know what I think, JC? Tell me if you think I'm wrong. We wouldn't be here. Look at him. I'm not telling my wife she's wrong. I don't think that we would be getting this kind of push from the deep state and the oppressors if we hadn't already started turning the tide.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I really, really believe that the fact that we have become a more active, engaged people, we have made the restoration of our Constitution and our principles a priority in many avenues, and we just keep pushing, and we just keep teaching, and we just keep reaching. Look, JC, you can't teach 260 classes in over 22 states for 7 solid years and not see something.
Yeah.
And not see something. That's what we've done. And I don't care. You can tell me, oh, well, there's some meetings, Chrisanne, where you only taught 4 people. That's true, right? That is absolutely true. But I can tell you those 4 people went out and did more than some of the groups where I taught 400.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, we have made change, and I see it coming. But we need together, in unity, to be organized, principled, and persistent.
Man, I just love the fact of just seeing so many people, man, just out and kicking up dust.
Liberty over mad. Security. How yeah. awesome is that, man? That is so, so very awesome. I love that. And, you know, we've been in California and Sacramento and Northern California so much
oh,
over
yeah,
the last
you know,
10 years. There
and,
had to have been some no, people there.
And we've said many times, and people don't quite comprehend it, because they would ask us, you know, where are your strongest patriots? And where do you find your strongest patriots? And they're always like waiting for when we say Texas.
Yeah.
And we say California and New York. What? They don't get it.
Because oppression makes
yeah.
people
they're the ones that feel it the
back.
Most.
Yeah.
Oppression the most oppression.
Makes
so that's what we found.
Back.
These when it's time to get loud, man, these guys, they're rabid. The patriots that are there in New York and in California, man, New York City in particular, patriots stuck in New York City.
Yeah.
They're rabid, buddy. They are rabid. They're down for the fight.
Well, look, guys, we've already kept you longer than we should have today. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you tomorrow. Hey, just a little, let me just go ahead and do this really quick. Go visit our sponsor today and let them know that you heard about them on the Chrisanne Hall.
Yeah, preview the book, slantedbook.com. You can go preview it right there. Yeah. Check them out.
That would be really great. Thank you guys very much. We love you, and we thank you for your support. Thanks for all the Super Chat support. God bless. We will see you tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget about the Leadership Institute class tomorrow. Don't forget about that. Bye.